From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, October 17th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the Champaign County Auditor's race and the arguments for and against scrapping the position. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Native American Cultural House on the University of Illinois campus works to explore intersectionality with various groups. As IPM's May Antar reports, they highlighted their shared experiences with Palestinians during this week's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Dr. Charlotte Davidson is the group's director. She reached out to all the cultural centers on campus, including the Salaam Middle Eastern North African Cultural Center, and its director, Awad Awad.
He did a beautiful job of engaging poetry to just really, you know, kind of massage out maybe some of those tensions, contradictions, perhaps some of those shared understandings that we have as it relates to Indigenous people, land, belonging, and dispossession.
There's a lot to compare between what's happened to Native Americans and continues to happen with Native Americans. And what's happening to Palestinians as historically dehumanized communities.
Local Palestinians say it gives them some warmth to know that there will be a constant recognition of Palestine, no matter the escalation across the sea. May Antar, IPM News.
The city of Danville is getting $1 million to focus on a tree planting initiative for low-income neighborhoods. The grant from the U.S. Forest Service will be used to enhance tree canopy coverage in those neighborhoods and develop a plan for maintenance. It's part of Danville's new Community Roots program. The city also plans to create a detailed tree inventory map and establish educational programs on trees. The city plans an Arbor Day kickoff event this Saturday, October 19th, at 1:30 at the Danville Public Library. The Chicago nonprofit Asian Americans Advancing Justice is hosting virtual sessions training people on poll watching. Their focus is on making sure precincts with high populations of Asian American voters who struggle with English have translated ballots and signs at the polls. Cook County enacted an ordinance in 2020 expanding the number of languages offered to include Asian languages like Gujarati, Korean, and Tagalog. Grace Pai heads the nonprofit.
There are a lot of different positions. Sometimes there are complicated ballot referenda. We want to really make it so that people both know their rights and feel confident when they're walking into the voting booth.
The group is hoping to train 25 volunteers to monitor 200 precincts across Chicago and Cook County. Still to come, we'll learn more about the Champaign County Auditor's race and the arguments for and against scrapping the position. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 65 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 38 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 69 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 40 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 72 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show. For 50 years, Chicago-based Kartemkin Films has been making documentaries aimed at fostering a more just and engaged society. We'll talk with one of the founders of the studio and the author of a new book on the history of Kartemkin. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This election, Champaign County residents are voting on whether to eliminate the elected position of county auditor. If the referendum passes, the results of the auditor election will effectively be overridden. Local officials say then they'll begin the process of hiring for the position. To learn more, I'm joined by Illinois Student Newsroom's Nathan Gonzalez. Nathan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kimberly.
Nathan, what exactly does the auditor do, and what is this referendum all about?
So the auditor is responsible for conducting annual audits on the county finances and auditing claims against the county, paying all valid claims, and designing and maintaining an accounting system.
The referendum on the Champaign County ballot asks, shall the office of the Champaign County Auditor be eliminated effective December 1st, 2024? Can you expand on that?
Yeah, so local officials say if the referendum passes, then the Champaign County Executive's office is likely to hire someone to carry out the work of the auditor. The position would essentially shift from being an elected role to being a hired one. Now, if the referendum is voted down, the winner of the auditor's race will take the county auditor's seat. Incumbent George Donos, a Democrat, is running against challenger Alan Anderson, a Republican.
Nathan, what are the arguments in favor of eliminating the auditor's office and making it a hired position?
So Champaign County did an in-depth look at county-level positions that are not required by statute to figure out which should be retained and which should be cut, and the county auditor was one of them. Local officials point to other counties that have moved away from electing their auditors to having employees to do auditors' work, and they believe there are certain advantages to making this change.
So let's hear both sides. The two candidates running for the auditor's office might not want the position to be eliminated. What's their case for keeping this an elected role?
So Democrat George Donos says the auditor works independently, and he's concerned about jeopardizing that.
It's self-audit means to hear out, to check, to confirm or disconfirm. That can only be done when the person is not threatened with the authority of those whom they are auditing.
Republican Alan Anderson points to a report from the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners and argues that a non-independent audit is more susceptible to fraud.
They have broken down fraud that occurs by if it's an executive that does it, if it's a manager that does it, or if it's just a regular employee. The higher you get up in the organization, of course, the greater the fraud becomes.
But some supporters of the referendum say the county financial software the auditor uses makes it difficult for things like embezzling to take place. And they say the county auditor is preparing the audit materials for an external auditor who works for the state. They also feel that hiring the auditor will enable more accountability for the auditor to do the work in a timely manner. And audits for the past 3 years have been late, sometimes up to a year late, according to the county executive. And there have been other issues with allegations of improper conduct by George Donos in recent years.
And for those who haven't been following this issue, those allegations include an incident where an employee found an inappropriate photograph on Donos' work desktop, and also a record of Donos' login times for the financial banking system that raised concerns about how he's spending his time. All of this led to a censure by the Champaign County Board back in May. Nathan, does that have anything to do with the referendum to eliminate the office?
No, the initiative that became the referendum was already in the process before all these details that led to the censure came out. But when I spoke with the chair of the Champaign County Democrats, Mike Ingram, he said while the issues with Donos didn't spark the initiative, the issues serve as an example as to why the position should be hired and not elected. But Donos defends himself against the accusations and the no-confidence vote he received from his own party in September. And he argues that tenure for elected officials helps insulate people who make important decisions for county finances.
And Nathan, your story, published at ipmnewsroom.org, goes even more in-depth on all of those issues and arguments. Nathan Gonzalez is a reporter with IPM Student Newsroom. Nathan, thank you for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Kulsoom Khan, Mawa Iqbal, and Nathan Gonzalez. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.